Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this 29th day of June 2024. And I am grateful, very much grateful for the questions that people send me. I want you to know I do not take them for granted. In fact, I'm humbled that you take the time to even bother to write me. I really am. I'm just always amazed at this. And I'm grateful that everybody is enjoying the Aspire TV programs that we have on our website at aspire.org. It's just very moving to me. I've worked very hard all of my career to make that possible. And here it is. I'm just very, very grateful. Anyway, here is an email from a lady named Carolyn in New York City. And she goes into how dark the world is, how difficult the world is, how painful the world is. And she said, "What good is the light in a dark, dreary world?" Carolyn. Well, it depends on what you call the light. There is nothing more powerful than the light that emits from our being, our heart chakra. And once this is developed within us, once this kind of experience is developed within us, the capacity for love becomes very, very bright. The trouble is that most of the people I know, the people that I work with, a great portion of them, they're in depression or they're in assumption. They're in some kind of denial about themselves and their own life. So it just goes on and on and on this way with people. They set themselves up for a great deal of pain and sorrow, depression, because they live from their body. It was Mary Magdalene that said, and she said it so well, "The reason you get sick and die is because you love what misleads you." And this is the way people are. They love what misleads them. What misleads us? Desire, ambition, pride, vanity, resentment. A lot of people live feeling very sorry for themselves. And because they choose to live in "I feel sorry for myself" kind of thing, nothing of the light can enter into them because they're so busy feeling bad. And I have found, Carolyn, people like to feel bad about themselves. It's their state of mind. They're the Eeyore kind of person, and they just tend to live that way and try to make the quote-unquote best of it. Well, really not making very good of their life, as it were. So what can I say? You know, really, what can I say to you? What good is the light? If you do not seek the manner of the way, if you are busy feeling sorry for yourself about the way you live your life or the way you think life has come at you, you're missing the whole thing. Now, try to understand. Life is just life. It isn't doing anything until my mind touches life and starts making all sorts of judgments and desires, ambitions, when it's doing all sorts of ugly things that make up the whole idea of living in the contention of my ego, my pride, my vanity, my genetics. And genetics have a lot to do with the state of our world. There are two things that drive us: DNA and genetics. My DNA is only interested in survival, and typically it's ruthless survival, and it's only interested in sex. Let's just get, you know, sex. That's what it's all about: surviving and sex. And if you survive well, then we like to believe that our sex would be better because we'd have more sensual and luxurious setting for it all, yada, yada, yada. It goes on and on. I'm not going to get into that. But right now. I can get into it. If you ever have any questions on it, send them to me specifically and I'll get into sex with you. But the whole idea is that we're not interested in the light, not even, you know, remotely. We're not interested in anything that has to do with the light that is love. We just don't care. So with all that being said, we miss. We miss the meaning of our life. We miss everything that is important. So if you're looking to improve your life, you're going to miss. Now, here's the deal. You have to understand why you're here in this world. Carolyn, you're not here to be happy. You're not here to enjoy yourself. That's not what this whole thing is about. That's what everybody likes to believe. Oh, I'm here to be happy, and God's wherever he is, he's here to be making me happy, and I've got to please him to be happy, things like that. This is pedestrian thinking, and it's just not the way I have found it works. Life is a reflector of my attitude, my entire being, my thoughts, my emotions, the whole thing. And if I do live from the human thoughts and the human emotions, which are nothing more than ignorant, to say the least, at least mine are, then what do you have? All you have is a repetition of events and circumstances that are nothing more than consequences for our human thinking, the way we believe, the way we want to believe. So we, as a populace, like to think, well, maybe we can change this. If I change my thoughts, I'll change my life. Not necessarily. No, because there's a lot of, well, there's a lot behind everything that we do in ourselves, everything that we think, say, and do within ourselves. And part of that is our karma, and part of that is the consequences of how we have lived in this world. How have you lived, Carolyn? Have you been aware? Have you been awake? Have you sought enlightenment? Did you put love ahead of maybe your own desires? Maybe you wanted vengeance, or you wanted something that you thought would make you happy, and you worked really hard for it, and only to find out it doesn't make you happy. I have loads of friends now, loads of them, Carolyn. I'm at 73 years old, and I have loads of friends who are as old as me and older who are terribly disappointed with their life. They actually resent getting old. It's ridiculous, it's immature, but they resent it. And I just, this kind of mentality, this kind of humanness is just ridiculous to me. It's immature. And it means that they never lived for anything other than burgers and fries, if you know what I mean, and a little pizza here and there. They live for survival and they live for sex. And those were the only basic two things they had. What is a happy life? A happy life is to eat whatever you want and have sex with whomever you want and have people support you, make families that you can't, you bring into this world, thank you very much. They are from other places and they kind of muck things up and there you are. Your whole life is based in a confusion and a complication, and it never becomes clear as to what your life is all about and what you are here for, because you're so busy dealing with what is around you and what you have created through, well, the violence that lives within us, survival and sex. It's all pretty interesting if you look at it, but most people can't go that far. So, Carolyn, if you're wondering what good the light is, it's going to be no good to you if you're only looking at it from the point of view of surviving and having a normal human life, which would be very, very pedestrian. Lift your vision beyond your body, beyond your circumstances, beyond what you believe in. Lift your vision. There's something within you that seeks the way. And that way is very, very beautiful. Well, that's another That's another thing altogether. Anyway, thank you, Carolyn, for your kind words, and thank you for writing me. I truly appreciate it. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with another wonderful question. Please forgive me. Namaste.